Listen to the conversation between the man and the woman and answer the questions. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Good morning, University Language Centre. How can I help you?
I'm interested in doing a language course. I did Mandarin last year and now I'd like to do Japanese. Can you give me some information about what courses are available at your centre and when they start, that sort of thing?
Yes, certainly. Well, we actually offer a number of courses in Japanese at different levels. Are you looking for full-time or part-time?
Oh, I couldn't manage full-time as I work every day, but evenings would be fine and certainly preferable to weekends.
Well, we don't offer courses at the weekend anyway, but let me run through your options. We have a 12-week intensive course, 3 hours, 3 nights a week. That's our crash course, or an 8-month course, 2 nights a week.
I think the crash course would suit me best, as I'll be leaving for Japan in 6 months' time.
Are you a beginner?
Not a complete beginner, no.
Well, we offer the courses at 3 levels. Beginners, lower intermediate and upper intermediate, though we don't always run them all. It depends very much on demand.
I'd probably be at the lower intermediate level, as I did some Japanese at school, but that was ages ago.
Right. Well, the next Level 2 course begins on Monday the 12th of September. There are still some places on that one. Otherwise, you'd have to wait until January or March.
No, I'd prefer the next course.
The woman asks the man for some details about himself. Look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen to their conversation and complete the form.
Right. Can I get some details from you then, so I can send you some information?
Sure.
What's your name? Family name first.
Haggerty. Richard.
H-A-G-A-R-T-Y?
No. H-A-G-E-R-T-Y.
Oh, OK. And your address, Richard?
Well, perhaps you could email it to me.
Right. What's your email address?
It's Ricky45, that's one word, R-I-C-K-Y-4-5, at hotmail.com.
And I just need some other information for our statistics. This helps us offer the best possible courses and draw up a profile of our students.
Fine.
What's your date of birth?
I was born on the 29th of February, 1980.
1980? So you're a leap year baby. That's unusual.
Yes, it is.
And just one or two other questions for our market research, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
What are your main reasons for studying Japanese? Business, travel or general interest?
My company's sending me to Japan for 2 years.
All right, I'll put down business. And do you have any specific needs? Will there be an emphasis on written language? For instance, will you need to know how to write business letters, that sort of thing?
No, but I will need to be able to communicate with people on a day-to-day basis.
OK, so I'll put down conversation.
Yes, because I already know something about the writing system at an elementary level, and I don't anticipate having to read too much.
You said you'd studied some Japanese. Where did you study?
3 years at school. Then I gave it up, so I've forgotten a fair bit. You know how it is with languages if you don't have the chance to use them.
Yes, but I'm sure it will all come back to you once you get going again. Now, once we receive your enrolment form, we'll contact you in about a couple of weeks.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.